Hallelujah, hallelujah. God bless you. You've tuned into the Sunday International Victory Service of the Potter's House Christian Prayer and Worship Center, where the broken are made whole by God. This is yours truly, Bishop E.T. Byrd, and I'm just on fire for the Lord today, because I know what he's already done and
hallelujah.
What he's going to do. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So hallelujah. Right now, hallelujah, we're coming to you from Baltimore, Maryland. And I tell you, we are fired up and ready to go. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. I said we're fired up and ready to go. And you know what that fire is? Hallelujah. That's the Holy Ghost fire. Yeah, glory to God. Because it's just like fire shut up in our bones. Hallelujah. We thank you for the today. Glory.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. We thank you that the team has doubled in sizes today. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Pastor Petersburg, are you there?
Hallelujah.
Glory to God. Pastor Jordan Lee, are you there?
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah. Lee, are you there?
Hallelujah.
Bless God. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Bless be God and the Lord. We are on fire for the Lord today, and we're going to have a time today. Watch out now. Hallelujah. Father God, I thank you and I praise your name today, oh God, for this is the day that you have made, and we will rejoice and be glad in it. Father God, we thank you for what you've done already today. You woke us up this morning. You started us on our way, oh God. We thank you, oh God, hallelujah, you kept us safe from hurt, harm, and danger, from seen and unseen, known and unknown. Hallelujah, glory to God. You kept us safe from the wiles of this life and the wiles of the enemy. We rejoice. We magnify your name today. Oh, nation, see that the Lord is good. Glory to God. Watch out now. Hallelujah. I think that's Psalm 34. Verse 8, oh, taste and see that the Lord is good. Blessed is the man that trusteth in him. Oh, we trust in you today, God. Have your way. Meet every listener at the point of their need, oh, God. And then give them super abundantly above, oh, God. Hallelujah. Your word says that you came that we may have life and have it more abundantly. So we speak it. We decree it. We stand on your word today. In Jesus' name. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
God, hallelujah. I just feel so happy today.
Thank you, Jesus.
What to do. Glory to God. And you know what, folks? I got a special gift to all the pastors, the 1,000 pastors throughout the world who are tuned into this broadcast right now. We have a special gift for pastors and pastors' wives and all the leadership. Hallelujah. We have one of our teachers, and we have two of our teachers in leadership, oh God, two mentors, two people who have led the way throughout the years, oh God, that have mentored myself and my wife, oh God, who just have showed us the way with their excellence and with their devotion and caring and compassion. And we just love these folks. At this time, hallelujah, glory to God. Yes, we do. We do move the pastor's corner around. And right now, we're going to deal with the pastor's corner. Right now, we're going to just allow, glory to God, our pastors, Theodis Lee and Pastor Maxine Lee, who are from Maryland, USA, as Western Hemisphere, North America, glory to God, planet Earth, hallelujah, glory to God. They're going to come forth in their own way right now, and we thank you so much.
Thank you, Lord.
Pastor Maxine and Pastor Theodis, the floor is yours. God bless you.
Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord. Thank you, Dr. Bird and Dr. Willie. We just praise God for this opportunity to bind with y'all and to share the word of God around the pastor's corner. Praise God. And we're just excited what God is doing throughout the land with pastors and men and women that he is raising up to bring forth the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. I'm going to speak. This is Pastor Maxine. I'm going to speak a little bit, and we're going to talk a little bit about the unity. Amen. And the word of God tells us that we are to walk in unity. We are to live in unity. We are to abide in unity. Now, in the early church, in the Corinthians, it was a lot of envying and strife and division, and in the early Corinthians church. And it brought in a lot of natural, carnal-minded thinking. And their state that they were in, they couldn't do anything for the kingdom of God because they were walking in carnal-minded. I'm talking to the pastors, because when we are, and ministers, when we are going forth in the ministry that God has called us to, we have to be reminded that we are to be in union. We are to be one that is first in union with God, having that unity with God. And if you are a married couple, then you should have unity with your spouse. The husband and the wife should be on one mind and one accord, because God can't get anything done if you are divided, if there is division in your relationship. And we have learned over the years that the church is is a model that God has placed for us, amen, to show unto the world, okay? But our marriage is a model not only just for the church, but also for the world. And if people look on you and they see division in your relationship with one another, then they're going to look on you and see division in your relationship for our Father God, towards our Father God. Now, Satan has sent the spirit of division among us today, just like he sent it in times past, okay, years ago. He has sent this division, and guess what? This division is in the land today, and the church, unfortunately, is walking in division. They're not on one mind, and they're not on one accord. Satan has assigned its spirits of division to operate in our personal lives, and our church lives, our social lives, and our family lives. I'm going to say this again. Satan has assigned spirit of division operate in our personal lives, our church lives, our social lives, and our family lives. You see, if your personal life is not in right standing with God, and your mind is not in the right standing, if you are walking in carnality, you're walking in the emptiness of the Spirit of the Lord. You are walking in the place where God cannot use you and deal with you to be a blessing to mankind, okay? Satan's goal is in the same as it was in the Corinthian church, to bring envying and strife and division, okay, and to stunt our spiritual growth. Now, if you would turn, and I'm going to read this, amen, and then I'm going to turn it over to my husband, but in Ephesians 4, if you have your Bible, turn to Ephesians 4, and let's look at the 14th verse. It says, then we henceforth be no more children, tossed to and fro and carried about with every wind of doctrine by the sleight of men and cunning craftiness whereby they lie in wait to deceive. Amen. Praise God. This is what's going on in the world today. Amen. Praise God. The envy is so great that the enemy has come in with his craftiness and is deceiving a lot of God's children, amen, a lot of God's leaders, amen, and the enemy is coming to kill, to steal, and to destroy the church, amen. We are the body of Christ. We are his representatives. We are his mouthpiece. We are his hands and his feet, amen. Praise God. And if they don't see Christ in us, the hope of glory, praise God, they will not see our Father God, amen. Praise God. We are to abide in the word and let the word abide in us, that we can ask what we will and it shall be given unto us. Amen. Praise God. And if you're not abiding in that word, if you're not abiding in Christ, then you can ask all you want. It will not be given unto you. Amen. Praise God. We have to do exactly what God tells us. God is our Father. He is our example. He is our leader. He is our God, amen. And he has sent Jesus, amen, to send, amen, his word to heal, amen. He sent the Holy Ghost to lead us and to guide us and to train us, amen. But we as his children must abide in him, amen. I'm looking, praise God, at the Psalms 1 where it says, blessed are they that walk not in the counsel of the ungodly, but standeth in the way of sinners. And it, the word tells us that we are happy if we do not stand in the way of sinners, amen, that we are blessed, amen. What is God saying here? He is saying, amen, he wants the light of God to shine throughout us, amen. We as Christians, I don't care whether you're in China, whether you're in Baltimore, whether you're in Florida, or Texas, or over in France, you are to be a representative of Christ, walking in the unity of his faith. Amen? Amen. Our mind should be on one mind and one accord. Amen. We are to be his lighthouse. Amen. It should be no division, none whatsoever in the body of Christ. We are to walk in unity and not in division. I don't care what you go through, what the enemy dishes at you, amen. Those little small foxes that spoils the vine, amen. You should not, amen, yield to those small foxes. You should always yield to the Spirit of God and the word of the living God. Amen. Praise God. God is looking for a church that is, will walk in unity. Where there's unity, there is strength. Amen. I want you to remember, amen, praise God, that scripture, that we henceforth be no more children. Amen. Tossed to and fro and carried about with every wind of doctrine, but by the sleight of men and cunning craftiness whereby they lie in wait to deceive. Satan is lying in wait to deceive you because he wants to tear down the kingdom of God. I'm going to turn it over to my husband. This is Pastor Theodis Lee.
Hallelujah.
Praise
thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. You out there in radio land, you can lift up your hands right now and give God a wave offering, a clap offering, and go ahead and get your shout in. I think some of you already shouted. Amen. You didn't need me to tell you to start shouting. The word will make you shout even when you're sitting down. Can I get amen?
Amen.
Thank the Lord for the Mrs. Lee who shared that word, and I certainly was in here getting my shout in and praising the Lord. And amen. Just continue to worship the Lord. Praise the Lord. The Lord is good. Well, I'm going to move on very quickly, and I will share about 4 points of reference with you, and then I think we'll turn it back over to Dr. Bird. Amen. In Philippians 2 and 5, Paul said to the church, amen, let this mind be in you that was also in Christ Jesus. Amen. Referring to the mind of Jesus Christ. Amen. The mind of God. The second verse, the second point of reference scripture is found in, St. John, the 14th chapter and the 27th verse. St. John 14, 27. And Jesus was getting ready to go back. He had finished what God had sent him to do after 3.5 years here on earth. And he said, it is the will of you as pastors' wives. He said, let this mind be in you that was also in me. And he said, peace. John 14, 27. He said, peace I leave with you. Not the world kind of peace. He said, I'm going to take it. I'm not taking it back with me. This peace, I needed it when I was here, and I'm leaving it with you because you're going to need it too. Amen? Amen. That's the peace of the Father. And as we go through things in life, we do need, find ourselves, we in need of Father. I need peace. God is here. He's here, meaning he is here in the earth, and he's still ministering to his people, amen, as well as the world. The third scripture is concerning God's will for us to be sound in our mind, peace in our spirit, excellent health in our bodies, and have plenty of money, amen. It's to promote the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ and to sow into the ministry of God. Amen. And he, the word says in third John, first chapter, second verse, he said to the church, I wish above all things that you prosper and be in good or excellent health, even as your soul, your mind, and your emotion prosper. So God wants us, amen, to not be walking around in the days, don't know whether we're coming or we're going when things happen. We're going to be attacked by the powers of darkness. Amen. We know that. It's how we deal with those attacks when they come. And so these scriptures will help us. Amen. They're just some of the scriptures, many, that God lets us know that we are the overcomers. We are more than a conquerors. Amen. The greater one is in us. Amen. The Lord says, greater is he that is in me than he that is in the world. And the fourth thing, two more points. It is the will of God. Yes, I already took care of that. Number four, it is the will of God, the Father, that we have plenty of money, as I said earlier, kind of went a little ahead of myself, amen, in our bank accounts. Now, what's the purpose for money? Well, it's needed for many, many things. But as it pertains to a spiritual purpose, as it pertains to the church, the work of God, amen, it takes money to pay the bills, the needs of the ministry. It takes money to be able to help families and help the less fortunate and when needs arises. You know, it takes money, amen, for also, when you have pastor, and this word right here specifically is also directed to, I felt led the Lord in my spirit to share this word with emphasis to the pastors out there. It takes money to be able to do those things, but also takes money, amen, when you see your pastor is pouring himself out, amen, just pouring into the sheep, amen, week after week, month after month, day after day, year after year, amen. There are times when the pastor has to take him a break. And that's one purpose also for the finances that the Lord sends in. It is to be able to detect and see when that pastor needs to get away in his wife, amen, after pouring in maybe for so long, amen. It's also needed to call that ticket, amen, depending on each church is different, amen. But just for an example, amen, when you see that, hey, get a ticket, amen, or either depending on your needs at that ministry, get a ticket, amen, and send them, or pastor, you need to get away. We appreciate you. You're constantly pouring into us physically, spiritually, mentally, physically, socially, financially. Pastor, you need a break. Don't wait for him to come to tell you, amen. Many times you'll know that he needs a break because the Lord will let you as the leaders know that, amen. When you see that, take care of your shepherd. He's there to take care of you. If he's pouring, I'm just reiterating, if he's pouring into you, amen, and doing his job and his wife, thank God for his wife, amen. Listen, pour into him. Send him away if it's just for a day. Send him away if it's just for half a day. Amen. Next time, send him for a day or 2 days or 3 days. Amen. However, you know, the need is presented and the funds are there. But do what you can and pour back into him. So when he goes away, amen, he can be refreshed. Is this scripture? Jesus pulled the disciples often away from the multitude. Often he would minister to them, talk to them, and then he would get away. He would minister to them, and then he would take his disciples and get away. And I'll tell you something else. There were times when Jesus even had to get away from the 12. About the word says that, you know, after he lead the multitude, he's drained, and then the disciples, they want to talk to him, they want to pull on him, didn't realize they're drained, helping to pull on him. And Jesus would say to them, stay here, I'll be right back. What did he do? He had to go and refresh. He had to go and get replenished. He had to go and get restorated. Amen. So serve. Amen. Don't muzzle. The Bible said, muzzle not the mouth of the ox that treadeth out the corn. Amen. Mm-hmm. When you see that pastor is going through and he's pouring into you, I'm reiterating some things because the Lord wants me to do this. Don't overlook and say, God, speed something stupid. Amen. Do what you can and bless that pastor. And when they go away, when they come back, guess what? They're going to be on fire again. Amen. Mm-hmm. Take care of your shepherds. Amen. And God will take care of you. Amen. I'm going to say it again. Take care of your shepherds. Amen. Men and women of God out there and the members of fellowship, take care of your shepherds. God will certainly take good care of you. Amen. Praise the Lord. It's been an honor having the birds having us to come over and share on this wonderful, another blessed broadcast. We feel so honored and so blessed. And thank you so much for inviting us, and also to those of you men and women of God that's tuning in all over the world. I'm told, amen, we love you, and we will continue to keep you up before the throne of God, that God's perfect will be done. And I feel to tell you, pastor, there's pastors out there, you're hurting. I feel your spirit, and I mean this, I release my wife, release the anointing into your life. Amen. There are others. I see your brother right now, minister of the gospel, and you have your hand on your head right now. Right now, right now, you're a man of color, and you're going through, and the enemy's trying to give you to give up. Don't you give up. I rebuke that devil in the name of go in Jesus' name. Amen. You will not give up. You will not lose your mind. I command your mind to be sound. I rebuke that spirit, and he's left you, and you already start to feeling a difference. In go in Jesus' name. Go in Jesus' name. Anytime that spirit comes back, you just take your stand. You're a man of God. Amen. You've just been through a lot. Amen. You've been going through. But in the name of Jesus, God told me to tell you, pastor, you are now free, and you're coming out of that situation. You're coming out. You're getting ready to come into a new season. There's been a lot of hell, spiritually speaking. You've been going through. Amen. You've been working hard. You've been pouring your heart out into the sheep. You've been praying. I see you fasting at times, and nothing seems like the dark clouds just keep getting darker. But the Lord told me to tell you, amen, he has set you free. And whom the Son sets free, you are free indeed. Amen. Within the next 5 to 7 days, you're going to see the sun begin to shine brighter and brighter and brighter and brighter. There's some marital problems out there. And in the name of Jesus, I speak to that. Amen. A husband and wife, amen. Make it up. Go back home. Listen, wherever you are, go back and make that up with your wife. It's nothing but the trick of the enemy. Let it go. Amen. Rebuke the devil. Stop rebuking each other. Amen. And things are going to change for you. I know the time has stopped. I feel the spirit of the Lord, but I want to be obedient to the servants of the Lord. So I'm going to stop here. But God loves you, and we're going to keep you in prayer, my brothers and my sisters. Amen. The best is yet to come. Hold on and hold out, because your change is about to take place in your life, in your marriage, in your family, and in your ministry. I see some of your ministries getting ready to be led, to be loose. Amen. Meaning that I see changes coming. I see the sun shining in your life and in your ministry. And so goes the pastor. Remember this, pastor. So goes the pastor. So goes that ministry. So that's why God is ministering to a lot of you ministers right now. Amen. But you're free. And don't you turn back the other way. The best is yet to come. God bless you. We love you. And Jesus is Lord.
Hallelujah. Let's praise the Lord right now.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
Thank you, God. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Father. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah, hallelujah.
Hallelujah, hallelujah.
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 Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Thank God for it. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Thank you, God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, thank you, God. Thank you.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Yes, you're listening to the Sunday International Victory Service of the Potter's House Christian Prayer and Worship Center, where the broken are made whole by God. We're emanating from Baltimore, Maryland, in the United States, and I want you to understand that, that God is moving by his Spirit.
Thank
we thank God for Pastor's Corner and the two fine pastors that were on the call today. Hallelujah. Minister to his people and to the 1,000 pastors throughout the world, Pastor Maxine and Pastor Theodis Lee. Hallelujah. We thank you so much. God bless you.
Thank
God bless
you.
We thank your word. Prophetic utterances
thank you,
that you've
God bless you too.
Receive it in Jesus' name. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. And we welcome everybody from all over the world. Hallelujah.
Thank
hallelujah.
You.
Buenos tardes. Buenos
hallelujah.
Tardes.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Magandan Hapun saying yo. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Guten Ak. Hallelujah. Namaste. Hallelujah. Glory
hallelujah.
To God.
Hallelujah.
Hello. All over the world, we thank you.
Thank you.
God bless you. We thank God for all of you that tuned in.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Oh, God bless you. Sister Rachel and Stephanie. God bless
you.
That's a kiss for you. Love you. Hallelujah.
Thank you.
Every man, woman, boy, girl, under the sound of my voice right now, we
hallelujah.
Thank God
hallelujah.
For you. Apostle Margie Mercer, God
thank
bless you.
Jesus.
Hallelujah.
You.
Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
Minister Jerry Cleveland, God bless you. Hallelujah. Sister, hallelujah. Minister Linda Blackwell, God bless
hallelujah.
You. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Tiffany, oh, God bless you, baby.
Thank you.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Sterling, glory to God. Over there in Portland, Oregon, God bless
you.
Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Reggie, God bless
you.
Hallelujah. Glory to God. Harry Warsaw, God bless you. God bless you. Maisha Warsaw, hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Mark Pearson, God bless
you.
Hallelujah. Glory to God. Apostle Dustin Harper, Minister Kane, God bless
you.
Pastor, hallelujah, glory to God.
Thank you.
Glory to God.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
God referred down
thank you, Jesus.
In North Carolina, Tarboro, North Carolina.
Thank
God
you,
bless
Jesus.
You. And Brother Ricky Bird down there
in
South Carolina. And Brother Tony Bird
thank
in
you,
North
God.
Carolina. Glory to God.
Hallelujah, hallelujah.
Georgia, I'm sorry. In Georgia,
hallelujah.
God bless you all. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Tanya Bird over there
hallelujah,
in Ellicott City. And Pastor-elect Daniel Curtis over there in Columbia. God bless you.
Hallelujah.
God bless you real good. Hallelujah. Oh, we
hallelujah.
Pastor John Street. God bless you, Pastor.
Thank you.
Hallelujah. Bishop Brandon McBride and Bishop Mark Pierce. And Bishop,
thank you,
hallelujah. Call
ooh, God
bless all of you. Hallelujah. God bless you.
Ooh, thank you.
Hallelujah. Oh, we bless the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. James Kelly, God bless you, brother.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
God bless you. Hallelujah.
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 Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, God. Bless your name, Jesus. Bless your name. Bless your name. Bless your name.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Bless your name, God.
Glory to God.
Bless your name, God.
Today. God bless you.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Sister Angie.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you,
God bless you, Brother Ronald.
Lord, bless your name, Lord God. Bless your people all over, Lord. Bless your people, Lord. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah.
God bless you.
Oh, hallelujah.
Oh, bless you. Hallelujah. Dominic Enos. Hallelujah. Yesterday was your birthday. God.
Thank you, Jesus.
We thank God for.
Oh, we praise you, God.
LaShelle Curtis, God bless you, baby.
Thank you,
girl.
God.
Hallelujah. Glory.
Thank you, Jesus.
Mother Johnson, 19 years young. God
thank
bless
you,
baby. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
You could be called
thank
a baby.
You.
Hallelujah. Glory.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Oh, hallelujah. We love you, Lord.
Crackshaw.
We love you, Lord. We love you, Lord. We love you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Johnson, hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Pastor Viola Wright and Pastor, hallelujah. Look,
thank you, Jesus.
I tell you, I'm just so happy for everyone.
Thank you.
Something. Y'all need to know this before we get into our victory celebration, continuing our victory celebration. Hallelujah. Through hallelujah, the help of my wife and many, many other people, we're feeding over 1,000 meals a week. I said, 1,000 meals a week. Come on now. Hallelujah. Glory to God. 1,000 meals a week. We thank God for those who contributed to us food and money. Lorena Johnson, God bless you. Viola Johnson and even Marion Cranshaw, God bless you. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Yvonne, God bless you. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We're building a hospital. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. We thank God. Yes, right. You heard. We're building a hospital. And we give the glory to Jesus, not because of ourselves, but because of him and his power and his anointing in the ministry that God has given unto us. Hallelujah. We thank God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. We just bless his name today. Hallelujah. Right now. Hallelujah. At this time, hallelujah, I'm going to turn it over to Pastor Peaches Bird to come forth today. And she's going to, hallelujah, lead us in prayer again and then read the Old and New Testament scriptures. Go forth. God bless the Pastor Peaches.
Hallelujah. Ooh, we have to give all the glory and honor to God for the word of God that we have heard even up to now.
Yes.
I thank God for the pastors that did the pastor's corner. Hallelujah. We just thank God for the word, for the Lord using them. Hallelujah. For God's mighty anointing on them and on their life.
Hallelujah.
I just thank God for them. They are two pastors that have proven to live for the Lord. I thank God for bringing them back into our lives. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. There were some years we hadn't seen them and all, but God just somehow just brought us all back together.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Everybody's still in the church and worshiping the Lord, but sometimes your paths just go this way and that way, and then the Lord somehow just brought us back together.
Yes.
And don't you know, saints of God, it's a blessing to see people that you may not be able to see them every day, but when you do, when your paths you cross again, they're still the same people. They're still living for the Lord. The anointing is still on their life and even greater. I thank God because I remember the years that my husband said, you know, honey, you have people surround you. You have friends that surround you. He said, and I don't have any. And you know what? And the word of God, the prayer went out. And don't you know, God has surrounded my husband with people of God, people of integrity, people of great character. Hallelujah. I thank God for the leads. I thank God for the people that God has brought back into our lives, people that's working with us in the ministry, many of the names that the pastor Bishop Bird has called out, people that God has brought back into our lives to work with us. Hallelujah. It is a blessing. I'm going to tell you something. It's a blessing to know of people that you see and that you know that's living for the Lord. They're not shucking and jiving, making babies here and everywhere. You see them on Sunday with their wife, and through the week they on the arm of some other woman on their arm. Hallelujah. I thank God for that. We just give God the glory, the honor. Because God is a God, is a keeper. He is a God that can keep. Hallelujah. That you've got your mind made up to live for him, and believe you me, and he'll give you the strength to live for him. Hallelujah. He'll give you that power. He'll let you know, hey, the Holy Ghost is able to keep. You husband, you wife, God, the Holy Ghost is able to keep. Hallelujah. And keep your heart centered on that one that you said I do too. Hallelujah. Father God, we just thank you for this is a day that you have made. We will continue to rejoice and be glad in this day. Father God, we thank you. Lord, from the rising of the sun until the going down the same, your name is to be praised. And we will continue to praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Lord God, we thank you. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for the word of God that's gone forth already. Thank you, Lord, for your anointing. Lord, bless the people, the pastors, the bishops, the men of God all over the world. Hallelujah. That has a mind to serve you, mind to worship you, a mind to praise you. Hallelujah. Prove yourself continually to them, Lord. Hallelujah. Let them know, Lord God, you're the same God. The same God here, there, and everywhere. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Oh, God, we praise you. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Oh, God, you're wonderful. You're awesome, Jesus. You're awesome, Jesus. You're wonderful, Father. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Oh, God, we love you. I praise you, Jesus.
Yes.
Thank you, God.
Thank you, Lord.
Oh, hallelujah. Bless the word of God that's going to come forth later on today, Lord God. Thank you, Lord God, for giving him a right now word. Hallelujah. Right now word. Hallelujah. That's going to continue to encourage your people, Father.
Hallelujah.
Continue to encourage the ministers of God. Continue to, Lord God, encourage them, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Thank you, God. We praise you, God. We worship you, Father. In Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Oh, God, we just love you, Jesus. We just praise God. Thank God for his word. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. My mother used to say, who wouldn't serve a God like this?
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah, hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank God. Our Old Testament scripture reading. Hallelujah. You know where it is. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Jeremiah 18. 1-6. Thank you, Jesus. The word which came to Jeremiah from the Lord, saying, arise and go down to the potter's house, and there I will cause thee to hear my words. Then I went down to the potter's house, and behold, he wrought a work on the wheels, and the vessel that he made of clay was marred in the hand of the potter. So he made it again another vessel, as seemed good to the potter to make it. Then the word of the Lord came to me, saying, O house of Israel, cannot I do with you as this potter, saith the Lord? Behold, as the clay is in the potter's hand, so are ye in my hand, O house of Israel.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
In our New Testament scripture, oh, hallelujah. Thank God for the word of God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, God. Whew.
Yes.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Our New Testament scripture is Romans 12, 1-2. I beseech you, therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that ye present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. And be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind, that ye may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. Hallelujah.
Thank you, God.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Oh, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
The word of God, the word of God, the word
hallelujah.
Of God. Thank God for his word. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. We thank God for what he is doing all over the world.
Yes, Lord.
Hallelujah, hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Thank God for his mercies that's renewed every day.
Every day.
Every day.
Hallelujah.
Thank God for God blessing me with the desires of my heart. Hallelujah, hallelujah,
hallelujah.
Don't you know God is just,
hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
He's just so good.
Hallelujah.
Different things that made you desire, boom, they're there.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. That's the kind of God we serve, y'all.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. When there's something that you desire, Hallelujah. When you stay in the word of God, those desires in your heart, God's the one to put those desires in your heart. So don't think he going to give you a desire that he can't, a desire for something that he can't materialize, that he can't make manifest it. He can't bring to you. Okay? Hallelujah. Whatever it is that you desire, if you want to be able to bless your neighbors, to bless people, and because you want to be able to bless people, so because that's going to open up a door for you to be able to witness the Lord to them. And I've been asking God, because I know when I was in school, I used to do it. When I was, you know, different at different times and ages in my life, I used to, you know, I was real excited about the Lord, just want to tell everybody about Jesus. And I found myself, I had gotten away from that. Oh, my gosh. And I said, Lord, I said, give me opportunities to witness for you. And don't you know the least little thing, I find, oh, I see, oh, that's an opportunity. That's a segue for me to talk about the Lord, oh, to tell somebody about Jesus. And I have to do it because God is so good. He is so good. And you want, when you've got somebody in your life that love you and has proven their love to you and is showing their love to you, it's just like you just want to tell everybody about them. You just want to, if you got a father that just gives you whatever you want, you just want to tell everybody about him. If you got a lover in your life that's just showering you all his presents and gifts, you just want to tell everybody about him because your heart is just bubbling over with the things that they're doing for you. That's how it is with Jesus.
Yes.
Hallelujah. That's how it is with Jesus. No matter what, when you're feeling bad in your body, he's able to touch your body. You've got thoughts and stuff confusing. Oh, just things just troubling your mind. You're able to just talk to him, and he's able to clear it up. There's nothing that can come upon you that he can't handle, that you can't give to him, that he won't take care of. Hallelujah. That's how he is. Thank you, Jesus. And God has just proven himself over and over and over to me. Hallelujah. And I just thank him and I love him. Hallelujah. With all my heart. Hallelujah, Jesus. Oh, bless your name, God. Bless your name, Jesus. He just makes you fall in love with him over and over and over again. Oh, God, it's just so wonderful. So wonderful. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus. Oh, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, God. The next voice you hear will be Bishop Bird. Hallelujah. You're wonderful, Jesus.
Hallelujah. While this is playing, our housekeeping suggestions again. Get your bread or crackers or whatever and something to drink, and because we're getting ready to do communion, hallelujah, holy communion. But he's so wonderful. God bless you, Pastor Peter. Hallelujah. You receive what you shared already. Hallelujah. Glory to God.
Thank you.
Hallelujah. 1 Corinthians chapter 11, verses 23 to 34. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Examine yourselves, and right now we examine ourselves.
Yes, yes.
Father God, you are our everything. You are Jehovah Sitkanu. You are our righteousness and our forgiveness of sin. And Father God, we repent of everything we said, done, or even thought that was displeasing in your sight. Please forgive us for every sin of omission and commission. Hallelujah. And we, hallelujah, we forgive everyone and everything they've ever done to us, whether real or imagined. We thank you that their names are now written in the Lamb's Book of Life. We forgive ourselves. We hold no grudges and no resentments. We release ourselves and all others to the mighty hand of the Holy Spirit of Almighty God. Holy Spirit, have your way today. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Oh, we thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And your word declares in 1 Corinthians 11th chapter, hallelujah, we examine ourselves and we comprehend, we fully aware, we do understand what your body and blood has done for us. Hallelujah. Glory to God. So we lift up the elements of Holy Communion right now. Hallelujah. We thank you for them, oh God. We ask that you would bless them, anoint them, sanctify them in Jesus' name. Hallelujah.
Mm. Yes, yes.
Isaiah 53:5 says, "You were wounded for our transgressions. You were bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace is upon you, and with your stripes we are healed." Hallelujah. 1 Peter 2:24 says, "With your stripes we were healed." Hebrews 9:22 says, "Without the shedding of blood, there's no remission of sin." Revelation 1:5 says, "You washed our sins with your own blood." Hallelujah. Ephesians 1:7 and Colossians 1:14 says, "We have redemption through your blood." And Matthew 26:28 says, "Our sins are forgiven because of the blood." So we comprehend, we fully aware, we do understand what your body and blood has done for us. We rightfully discern the body and blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. Now, your word says that he that eateth and drinketh unworthily eateth and drinketh damnation to themselves. And for this cause, many are weak and sickly among you, and many sleep. Well, Baruch Hashem Adonai, blessed be God the Lord. Hallelujah. We're taking communion worthily because we rightfully discern the body and blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. So we're eating, drinking blessings to ourselves,
yes.
Strength to ourselves,
yes.
Healing to ourselves,
yes.
Life to ourselves. Hallelujah. Close.
Hallelujah.
There's one thing you put above yourself, that's your word. Psalms 138, verse 2, oh God. Hallelujah. Oh, we glorify your name today, oh God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you.
Hallelujah. Well, we bless your name, oh God.
Yes,
Deuteronomy 30:19 says, "I set before you life or death, blessings and curses. Choose life that you and your children shall live." Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Psalms 118:17 says, "You will not die but live and declare the works of the Lord." Hallelujah. Numbers 23:19 says, "You're not a man that you should lie, but your word will do what it's set up to do." Paraphrase the chords. Isaiah 55:11 says, "Your word will not come back void, but it will accomplish. It will prosper which it was sent." So we thank you for your word, oh God. Hallelujah. And on the same night, hallelujah, in which the Lord Jesus was betrayed, he took the bread, and when had given thanks, we thank you, Lord.
Yes.
He broke it and declared, "This is my body, which is broken for you. Do this in remembrance of me." Let's eat together. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Glory to God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Your word says in Luke 4:18 that you want to heal us everywhere we hurt. So we thank you, Lord, hallelujah, for healing every area of our lives. Spiritual, emotional, physical, social, and financial healing. We thank you, Lord, for healing every system of our bodies, the alimentary system, the cardiovascular system, the intracranial system, the genital system, the integumentary system, the musculoskeletal system, the nervous system, the respiratory system, the urinary system. We thank you, Lord, for healing from the tops of our heads to the soles of our feet. From inside out, from out to outside in. We thank you, Lord, for supernatural creative miracles right now in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Oh, we bless your name, oh God.
Hallelujah.
Likewise, on the same night in which you were betrayed, you took also the cup. And when you had given thanks, we thank you, Lord. You declared, "This is the New Testament in my blood. Do this in remembrance of me." Let's drink together. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Father God, we thank you that the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ is already on the doorposts and lintels of our hearts. It's on the doorposts and lintels of our homes. The blood of the Lord Jesus Christ already covers our homes, our families, our loved ones. It covers our jobs and our ministries. The blood of the Lord Jesus Christ covers all. We thank you that the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ already covers our past, present, and future sins, our missteps and mistakes, our faux pas and failures. The blood of the Lord Jesus Christ covers all. We thank you that the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ already covers us as we travel in vehicles throughout the land, as we work and play, as we walk and talk, as we worship and praise. The blood of the Lord Jesus Christ covers all. Father God, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, by the power of the Holy Ghost and in the spirit of Elijah the Tishbite, we thank you that the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ already utterly destroys, decimates, annihilates, eradicates, brings to naught, makes a null effect, brings to nil, discombobulates, nullifies, hallelujah, reverses, hallelujah, utterly destroys every curse against us and our families, even curses and spells and hexes put against us. Hallelujah, we call down the fire of heaven on every curse and spell. Hallelujah, the demonic forces against us right now in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Fire, 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 fire,
fire,
in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. The blood of the Lord Jesus Christ covers all. Hallelujah. We thank you that the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ already undoes, unties, severs, cuts, nullifies, reverses, destroys, decimates, brings to nil, makes of no effect every ungodly soul tie. The blood of the Lord Jesus Christ covers all. Hallelujah. Glory to God. We thank you for Holy Communion on today. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
To my heart, I want the blood of God.
Glory to his name.
Singing glory
to his name. Precious name. Glory to his name. Precious name.
There to my heart was the blood of life.
Glory to his name.
We thank you for Holy Communion. Hallelujah. And Father God, hallelujah. Hallelujah. We speak for every man, woman, boy, or girl in our families, according to Job 22:28, Romans 4:17, and 2 Kings, the first chapter. We decree and declare that we are mighty men and women of valor, shaped in the image of God, full of integrity and truth, mighty thinkers in Jesus' name, lean, clean, spiritual kingdom machines. We know who we are from your perspective, and we're not intimidated by anything in this life. We are kingdom citizens. We're fivefold ministry gifts. We're gifts to the ministry of health. We're brilliant. We're awesome. We're amazing. We're intelligent. We're powerful. We're perfect. We're strong. We're mighty. We're great. We're
beautiful.
In Jesus' name. Now to him who's
able to keep us
from falling and present us for the presence of his glory with exceeding joy, the only wise God,
our Savior, glory
and majesty and power is
now and forever.
Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah.
Thank you.
Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
Psalms 19:14. God bless you. Be ready for the word. My official timekeeper, what time is it now?
3:57.
Well, look at some Adonai. Blessed be God.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Father God, I receive your anointing
yes,
to preach and to teach your word today. I thank you that the ground it shall be sown into is good ground. And Father God, I don't take this responsibility nor this opportunity lightly, but I seize it with every ounce I have. Use me for the glory to heal someone, deliver someone, save. Filled with the Holy Ghost, set the captives free today in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Give back 30, 60, and 100 fold, even 1,000 fold. Hallelujah. Return on the seed sown today.
Yes.
And take me, sir, if you notice now, you're already defeated. We bind you in Jesus' name. We evict you in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We counsel every plan and every device and every strategy. You come, you set up the steel killers and destroy the word. That shall come forth right now. Hallelujah. Glory to God. You are under our feet. We say, get thee behind us. In fact, we evict you in Jesus' name. Get out. Get out, Satan, in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. Glory
amen.
To God. I'm going to move kind of swiftly now. Hallelujah. Glory to God. I want you to just go back in your mind to 1970. And it was a variety show on TV. In fact, it lasted from 1970 to 1974. And it was the second highest rated show on television during those years. In fact, the star of that show won a Globe and Emmys because of that variety show. And it was the first a variety show on television, on network television, by an African American. If that wasn't enough, he had several characters that he dealt with on his variety show. And one of the characters was Reverend Leroy. Now, some of you old heads know who I'm talking about, right?
Amen.
Hallelujah. Glory to God. And one of the things Reverend Leroy preached one day, I've forgotten what day of the week it came on, but he said, loose lips sink ships. Come on now. Loose lips sink ships. And that's such an interesting title. Well, Somebody must have been reading Proverbs 18:21. Now, Proverbs 18:21 says what? Hallelujah. Life and death is in
power of the tongue.
Yeah, you know, I think I misquoted that. It says death and life is in the power of the tongue. Mm. Yes, death and life is in the power of the tongue. Oh, by the way, that character was none other than Flip Wilson. Yeah, oh, yeah. Oh, you were thinking about it. You had it on the tip of your tongue. Brother Minister Jerry Cleveland, you said that. I didn't hear what you said, but I knew you knew who I was talking about. Hallelujah. I'm not saying you're old, but I'll put it this way. That gray hair is not on your head for nothing. But anyway, I'm going to leave that alone. Glory to God. Bless the Lord. Hallelujah. Praise God. Rachel and Stephanie, you still there? Say amen. I can't hear you. Say amen. All right. I'm just checking. All right. Look here. James. And if you go to this, James chapter 3, verse 6. Go to that right now.
Amen.
Oh, whew. My goodness. Boy, this girl is fast as lightning. Read that. My goodness.
And the tongue is a fire.
The what?
The tongue.
The tongue, okay.
Is a fire,
mm-hmm.
A world of iniquity. So is the tongue among our members that it defileth the whole body and setteth on fire the course of nature, and it is set on fire of hell.
Mm. Now, we already went to Proverbs 18:21 says, death and life is in the power of the tongue. Well, that was the death. Mm. Let's go to Ephesians 4:29. When you get there, I want you to say amen. Ephesians 4:29.
Amen.
Mm.
Let no corrupt communication proceed out of your mouth, but that which is good to the use of edifying, that it may minister grace unto the hearers.
Mm. And grace, we know, is unmerited favor. You didn't have to do anything for the grace of God. He just gave it to you. All right, another scripture. 1 Peter 3:10. When you get there, I want you to say amen. 1 Peter chapter 3 and verse 10.
Amen. For he that will love life and see good days, let him refrain his tongue from evil and his lips that they speak no guile.
Guile means deceit, cunning, craftiness, drama. Christians ought to be, have a sign somewhere around them that says no Dramaville. Glory to God. Well, I need one more scripture. I need Romans 4:17. In fact, you don't even have to go there. I'm going to tell you what it is. You can call those things which be not as though they were. Mm. Now, let me just share it with you, because you wonder, well, what's the title of today's message? Because you think it is loose lips sink ships. No, that's not it. I want to share with you that when you speak, thus saith the Lord, you're speaking prophetically. Mm. Yes. When you go to Matthew 21:22, you don't have to go there. Or you go to Mark 9:23, you don't have to go there. Or you go to Mark 11:24. Now, you can go to all three of those. Write those down. Glory to God. Mm. Matthew 21:22, Mark 9:23. And Mark 11:24, you're actually speaking prophetically. And when you go to Romans 4:17, you can call those things as be not as though they were. You are speaking prophetically. And for the next 10 minutes or so, I want to the title, because, you know, I like asking questions. You know, a few weeks ago, I told you about 5 questions you need to ask yourself, so that you can make sure you're on the right road. who are you or who am I? Where did I come from? Hallelujah. What can I do? Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Why am I here? What can I do and where am I going? Again, that was who am I? Where did I come from? Why am I here? What can I do? And where am I going? Now, we asked those questions, and you dealt with that, and you
Amen.
Dealt with the answers to that.
Amen.
But here's another question. I want you to ask yourself. Neighbor, come on now. Neighbor.
Old neighbor.
Are you flowing? With the prophetic? Or the pathetic. I'll tell another neighbor.
Neighbor.
Are you flowing with?
The prophetic.
Or are you flowing? With the pathetic.
Oh, my God.
Mercy. Yes. See, your prophetic utterances are you repeating what God said.
Amen.
He spoke the word.
Yes.
He said in Psalm 89:34, I keep covenant, and what I said out of my mouth, I'm not going to change it. And then you go over there to Isaiah. I think it's the 43rd. Chapter, hallelujah, I'll get it before this is over, but the bottom line, it said, look here, bring me in remembrance of my prophetic words.
Amen.
And when you speak prophetically, repeating what God said, you're speaking prophetically.
Praise God.
Now, if you repeat what the devil said, you repeat what your flesh said, you are flowing with the prophetic.
Amen.
Yes, I can't talk about you because I don't know you that well, but I can talk about myself. I remember the time I flowed with the gift of patheticness. I was flowing with the pathetic.
Hallelujah.
I was trying to do something dirty and trying to call it clean.
Uh-uh.
I was stealing. I was doing everything I could do. I was big enough to do. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. It's pathetic.
Hallelujah.
You know it's pathetic. Hallelujah. Worthy of pity because God made you a king and priest.
Amen.
A royal priesthood.
Right.
A holy nation. And then you act like you a pauper. You act like you don't know who your daddy is.
Mm.
Last three or four services, we asked the question, who your daddy? Either God or the devil. Come on now. But you've been acting like, hallelujah, you are flowing with the pathetic if you act like your daddy is the devil. Glory to God. Do you know, hallelujah, when you're flowing with the prophetic, go to Galatians, hallelujah, chapter 5, verse 19, 20, and 21. That's when you're flowing with the pathetic. Come on now. Again, my question to you, in fact, if you're by yourself, you need to say self. Are you flowing with the prophetic?
Are you flowing with the pathetic?
Hallelujah.
Mm.
Are you there yet? When you get to Galatians 5, verses 19, 20, 21.
Amen. Now the works of the flesh are manifest, which are these, adultery, fornication, uncleanness, lasciviousness, idolatry, witchcraft, hatred, variance.
Hold on a second. Variance, you're wishy-washy. You change every second. Go ahead.
Emulation, wrath,
strife,
sedition,
heresies,
envying, murders,
drunkenness,
reveling, and the such like of the which I tell you before, as I have also told you in the time past. that they which do such things shall not inherit the kingdom of God.
And if you don't inherit with the kingdom of God, you're flowing with the prophetic. Now, God said in John 3:16, everybody know that. Glory to God. I remember my sons had a rap that used to say, John 3:16, to the homeboys and the homegirls, for God so loved the world. Well, anyway, I'm not going to do that because they did that when they were young. And I'm not as young as they were or that. Well, anyway, listen here. God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believes in him should not perish but have everlasting life. Now, that's God's promise to you. He didn't come to condemn the world but to save the world. That's 3:17. Hallelujah. Now, look here. If you miss that, you are flowing with the
prophetic.
And see, I know you said, Brother Bird, are you trying to call me pathetic? I didn't call you pathetic. I just read the scripture. Now, I said the scripture. Those that do those things in Galatians 5:19-20-21, they're pathetic. Because the God that spoke a word and the world came into being. The God that blew breath into clay and it became a living soul. Come on now. That same God that woke you up this morning, that started you on your way, that made you able to see or walk or talk or whatever you're able to do right now in this dispensation. Hallelujah. And you decide you're not going to follow him, but you're going to follow the other guy. Oh, what's that other guy? Oh, that's John 8:44. If you can get to that for me, hallelujah. I got to read you what the other guy is, hallelujah. Because sometimes we talk about, you know, the other guy, or the other, you know, whatever. But John 8:44, I think that's what it is. When you get to John 8:44, can you say amen?
Amen. Ye are of your father the devil, and the lusts of your father ye will do. He was a murderer from the beginning and abode not in the truth, because there is no truth in him. When he speaketh a lie, he speaketh of his own, for he is a liar and the father of it.
So, go ahead, God, Jesus. I've got to ask you another question. Are you flowing with the prophetic or you're flowing with the pathetic? If you're flowing with the prophetic, it's time to open up your heart to God. Isaiah 60, arise and shine with the light. If you give yourself over to God, hallelujah, you're no longer pathetic. You are prophetic. Because when you think your thoughts, they're not going to be thoughts of negativeness and fear and destruction and all that kind of stuff. You're going to think of good things, hallelujah, because God has not given us a spirit of fear, but a power of love and of a sound and disciplined mind. God, hallelujah, said, look here, hallelujah, glory to God. You want to, hallelujah, be flowing in the prophetic. The prophetic, you want to be flowing in the prophetic? Go to Galatians 5:22-23. This is the prophetic. This is what, hallelujah, God spoke in his word. He said this would happen to you. Glory to God. This is a prophetic utterance of God. Hallelujah. Come on now. Somebody got it? Galatians 5:22-23.
The fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, faith, meekness, temperance. Against such there is no law.
Look here. Patheticness disappears when you flow with this prophetic word. It says the gift of the Spirit. When you say that, you decree and declare that in your life. I say that the gift of the Spirit, love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, faith, meekness, and temperance, it comes your way. God will make every opportunity for it to show up in your life because you spoke the word, and he won't let your word hit the ground. He said, look here, if you believe on me, if you believe me, when you pray, it shall happen, it shall be. Glory to God. Hallelujah. The prophetic word in Matthew 16:19 says, hallelujah. I've given you the keys to heaven. Wait a minute now. This is prophetically. What you bind on earth is bound in heaven. What you loose on earth is loosed in heaven. You have the prophetic word in you. You can do it. Speak it out of your mouth. Hallelujah. Say it. Ooh, Jesus. What time we got? Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Only 4:16.
Oh, praise God. Hallelujah. Genesis 1:26. There you go. You get it anyway. In fact, that's Genesis 1. Glory to God. I want you to understand this. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Well, let's jump back to Proverbs 18:21. Hallelujah. Life and death and life is in the power of the tongue. And you know what? Glory to God. You know what God did in Genesis 1? Verse 3, it said, and God said. Verse 6, and God said. Verse 9, and God said. Verse 11, and God said. Verse 14, and God said. Verse 20, and God said. Verse 14, and God said. Verse 26, and God said. And then he just culminated everything in verse 19, and God said, everything is very good, hallelujah. Amen. And when God says something very good, that means
Amen.
Excellent, hallelujah. Amen. If it pleases God, that's excellent, hallelujah. Glory to God. You've got to say stuff. You've got to say, and what do you say? You say what God said.
Amen.
Stop devouring and eating one another. Thank God. Look. I thought Pastor Maxine was getting ready to walk all over top of what I was going to say. Sure. Because we up there devouring and biting one another and beating one another up. And we on the same team. You ever watch a football game and folk are fighting each other? They're not fighting the other team. They're fighting each other. You know that team ain't going to win. We got to stop fighting each other.
Amen.
If our church, if our organization is Christ-centered, it may be differences of gifts, Lord. It may be differences of administration. It may be differences of operation. But the same Spirit, the Holy Ghost, Spirit of the Most High God, we are on the same team, baby.
Amen.
Stop fighting one another, because glory to God. Hallelujah. Because they call a weekly prayer on Monday, and you call it on Tuesday, and you're fighting them because of that. Have mercy. I don't know about you, but see, I'm a Trekkie. And I looked at one of the Star Treks, and for thousands of years, these two planets were fighting one another. Because one called the other one a heretic. And come to find out why they called the other a heretic, because one planet said that the world was created in 9 days, and the other said 10 days. And for thousands of years, people died because of that silliness. We have to stop devouring one another. We're on the same team. If they're Christ-centered,
Amen.
Jesus Christ, that's what I'm talking about. We're on the same team. And look here. Some of you, Thanksgiving is coming soon. And look, a turkey is a turkey is a turkey. You go by that turkey, it's frozen, you got to thaw out.
Amen.
And then you got to put it in the oven.
Right.
And you don't take it out in 5 minutes because it ain't done yet.
Amen.
Now, it's still a turkey, is that right?
Right.
But it ain't done yet. You leave it in there 15 more minutes, take it out. It still ain't done yet, is that right?
Right.
But it's still a turkey, is that right?
Amen.
Folk are still in the body of Christ. They may not be where you are. That's when you pray for them. Come on, glory to God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And just reverence the anointing that's in their life, even
Amen.
Though it's small.
Right.
Some folk go out and ankle deep water. Some deep water. And then some folk that's launched out into the deep, hallelujah, wherever you are, glory to God, you're still in the water of the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah.
Amen.
If you're Christ in it, you're still on God's team. Hallelujah. Remember that. Receive that. Stop fighting one another.
Amen.
Oh, glory to God. Do you know that for years, people used to hate? I didn't say dislike. I said hate each other because one person was baptized in Jesus' name.
Uh-huh.
The other was baptized in the name of the Father, Son, and the Holy Ghost.
Uh-huh.
But they forgot what the Bible said, that if you hate your brother, you are a liar. How can you love God, whom you haven't seen, to hate your brother that you see? And they were hating people over that. And both of them are Christ centered. Hallelujah. Baptized in Jesus' name. Baptized in the name of Father, Son, and the Lord. I will baptize. Glory to God. I'm going to put Jesus first, but I'm going to tell you something. I ain't going to fight you over. Hallelujah. And some folks say that you don't get saved until you actually go down in the water baptism. And they didn't read the whole Bible, because I submit to you that the thief on the cross did not go down. You know, he didn't go down no water. I don't think they. Well, come on, let's baptize him real quick, so he can go. That didn't do that. And it's just us in our own mind. Our only bit, but we need to stay in the Word. That's why.
Amen.
It's so good that I stay in the Word. Y'all come at me. And I'm gonna stay in the Word. And if you don't want to hear the Word, I'm just gonna keep quiet and listen. That you make a fool of yourself. To God, God said, "What in the world is this boy supposed to be? What am I?" He acting like a knucklehead. But he ain't done yet. That's all. And I pray for him. I pray for some folks. That ain't done yet. They treat me like a rag doll that the dog drug home. That's how they treat me. But you know what? I still pray for them. So why you pray for them? Well, my word says to pray for them that despitefully what?
Easy.
Come on now. I'm going to pray for them because I'm going to get blessed. Whether you like it or not, I'm going to get blessed. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I'm going to get blessed because I'm praying for you.
Amen.
Oh, you can act like a knucklehead all you want, and that's on you. But I'm still going to pray for you that God, that the light come on, that the light bulb come on. See, you know what I do? I got to tell you what I do. You can go to, glory to God. I think that's Psalms 119, verse 105. It said, the word of God is a lamp unto your feet
and
a light to your path. Hallelujah. You know, hallelujah. And that light to your path is a prophetic light. It lets you see what's coming down the road.
Amen.
You are prophetic. Yes, you, mama. Yes, you, daddy. Yes, you, son, daughter. Yes, you repeat what God said. You are uttering prophetic words. I think I'm through. Lord have mercy.
Keep on, Pastor. Oh, 2 minutes.
Because somebody, see, are you flowing in the prophetic or are you flowing in the pathetic? And you're pathetic if you don't rejoice in the Lord.
Amen.
If you don't bless the Lord. If you don't turn yourself over to the Lord.
Amen.
Glory to God. You don't have to go to hell. That's not God's best for you. But if you don't choose Christ, you choose everything else but Christ. You're pathetic.
Preach,
Pastor. It's time for you to understand who you are and
Amen.
What you're doing. Hallelujah. 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 Because life and death is in the power of your tongue.
Amen.
Of your tongue. Of your tongue. Of your tongue. Watch what you say out of your mouth.
Amen.
Loose lips sink your ship. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Glory to God. And you got to watch out. Hallelujah. Because some folk on your ship may be lost because you lost.
Mm.
Hallelujah.
Mm.
Your family, your children, your parents, whomever. Hallelujah. Glory to God.
Thank you,
Jesus. It's important for you. This is your responsibility to say what God said. Hallelujah, glory to God. Hallelujah, glory to God. My God, I'm shakarada. Put on the bread. I think that Ephesians 5:1 says, "Be like God as dear children. Be like God. Say right stuff." When God 9 times in Genesis 1, it said, and God said, you didn't hear him say anything negative, did you? Review that. Go back. Verse 3, verse 6, verse 9, verse 11, verse 14, verse 20, verse 24, verse 26, verse 29. And see if you see anything negative in there. And then the scripture, I think it's in Ephesians 5:1, says, be like God as dear children. Well, nothing negative. You want to create something? I want to be blessed in my life. Well, you go to 1 Peter, close to God, 3, verse 10. Can you go there again? Read that, because, see, they didn't understand that. I went too fast with that. Read that again. 1 Peter chapter 3, verse, and when you get there, say amen. Hallelujah.
1 Peter 3:10.
Yes.
For he that will love life and see good days,
uh-huh,
let him refrain his tongue from evil, mm-hmm, and his lips that they speak no guile.
That deceit, a slander, a cunningness, a craftiness, drama. Thank you, God don't need no drama. We read the last chapter of the book. Hallelujah. We know how it's going to end. Glory to God. I got news for you. Mama, daddy, grandparents, sons and daughters. Hallelujah. Sisters and brothers. We win. Hallelujah. We win. Second Corinthians 2:14 says, hallelujah. He always causes us to triumph in Christ Jesus. If we stay in Christ, we're going to win. Hallelujah. Mm. That's why every day, hallelujah, I say the scripture. Hallelujah. Galatians 2:20. Write it down. Galatians 2:20. I am crucified with Christ. Nevertheless, I live, but yet not I, but Christ liveth in me. And the life which I now live in the flesh, I live by the faith of the Son of God, who loved me and gave himself for me. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I'm flowing in the prophetic. Hallelujah. Not the prophetic. Hallelujah. You can tell yourself, self, I'm flowing in the prophetic. Hallelujah. Not the prophetic. Mm. Tell a neighbor, neighbor,
amen,
I'm flowing in the prophetic.
Not
the pathetic. God. Tell somebody else. Hey! Hey, you over there. I'm flowing in the prophetic and not the pathetic. Hey! And that day, I'm flowing in the prophetic and not the pathetic.
Amen.
You know why? Because I'm saying what Jesus said.
Yeah.
I'm saying what God said.
Yeah.
And you can't miss it. You can't lose it. You can't drop it if you say what God said.
Amen. Amen.
Amen. Oh, let's praise the Lord. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Oh, praise your name, Jesus. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. Thank you, God.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. To flow in the prophetic.
Hallelujah, hallelujah.
For your sake.
Thank you,
for
Jesus.
God's sake.
Yes.
For your family's sake.
Amen.
For your community's sake. For the country's sake. Flow in the prophetic.
Amen.
Say what God said.
That's right. Can't go wrong.
Vulnerable shock.
Can't go wrong. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Pastor Peter.
Thank you, Jesus.
I'm going to give this
hallelujah
a second.
Hallelujah.
The word
of God.
For my heart to be acceptable in your
sight. That's right. Oh, Lord, our strength and our Redeemer.
In Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. We thank God for the anointed word of God that's come forth today. And we'll see you on Wednesday evening. Dial 319-527-036. Hallelujah. That's 319-527-6036. Hallelujah. If you want to ask Jesus Christ to come into your heart, repeat this prayer behind me. Father God, I'm sorry for my sins. Lord God, I ask you to come into my heart and wash me white as snow.
Yes.
Lord God, I believe that you died, you rose, and right now you're sitting on the right hand of the Father, interceding for me.
Yes.
Hallelujah, Jesus. And I receive you, Lord, into my heart. Thank you, Lord, for making me a child of yours. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Saints of God, if you want to sow into this ministry, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. If you want to, if you're saving your pennies, hallelujah, to donate so that we can put them towards the building of the church, I mean, the building of the hospital in Uganda, save your pennies, give me a phone call, and I'll come by and pick up your pennies. If you have a testimony, dial 410-444-5152. Tell us what God is doing for you. You have a prayer request, dial 410-444-5152. Hallelujah. We'll pray with you. We'll listen to you. We'll pray for you. Hallelujah. We'll come by and pick up your pennies. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Have a blessed week in the Lord.